This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
You trying on Brian's glasses?
Yeah, I was, because I'm in the market for a new pair of glasses.
They're really nice. They really suit you.
Oh, very sexy. I like it. Kira, glasses suit you. You look like a sexy office chick. I'm being serious.
That is so stereotypical.
Well, you know.
But you do,
it works
though.
For you.
As a woman, Chris?
Exactly, it works. But you do, for
you
exactly.
You do, like,
yeah.
I mean, you know.
If it's true, it's true. Yeah, you do. Yeah. I like it on you. I think you look good.
I feel like you could sit on my lap and take diction.
Oh. Oh. Brian,
boys,
that is
boys.
Very naughty.
Boys, but look, let's calm down.
Tell you what, my name is Chris. This wonderful woman, her name is Kira.
Hello.
This rapscallion saying things like that in the studio. This is Brian M. Lloyd. Let's give him a big round of applause. Brian is the film editor with entertainment.ie. You must go online. You must check it out. He is also on Twitter. His Twitter is at Brian M. Lloyd, at Brian M. Lloyd. Go online. Give him a follow. It's absolutely wonderful. You really should. He's an excellent follow on Twitter. And he's great to serenade lyrics at as well. I enjoy doing that. But I tell you what, Brian, you're here because we are talking about big films this week. You see, Brian gets to go to all of the films, in some cases weeks before they've even been out. He can come in, he can tell us what we should be seeing, what we should be avoiding. Out this Friday is the Whitey Bulger film. Brian, you like it?
I did like it, yeah. Black Mass is what it's called. Johnny Depp plays Whitey Bulger. If you've seen The Departed, you're basically seeing more or less the same thing. This is the true story based on it. It's very, very... Oh, sorry. It's very, very good. It's not as good as The Departed. 7.5 out of 10.
Still, though, that's good.
That is very good. I'm interested to see what Benedict Cumberbatch would be like in a movie, a mob movie.
Yeah, and he has like a big thick Boston accent. No, he's good.
Say, he's English, isn't he?
Yeah,
and does he do a good Boston accent?
He's so English, he shits the Queen.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, yeah. He is like one of those other kind of...
Was he good in this movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe he was. Maybe
possibly good.
I didn't comment on it.
That's great. So out of 10, what would you give Black Mass?
7.5 out of 10.
7.5 out of 10. It's so interesting.
I mean, if we're talking about 10 being the highest, and one being utterly terrible, I mean, I would give it a 7.
But 1 plus 1 is
92. I would give it a very respectable 7. I would give it a very respectable Queen 7 out of 10.
So that is out this Friday.
This Friday.
I would like Chris and Brian to come back now, please.
Thank you. Well, I'm back. All right, here's what we're doing. Brian is also in because, as well as telling us all of the film news weeks before it happens, he's also setting film quizzes for us lately that have been off the chain. I mean, I've been having so much fun with these. How we're doing it tonight, Brian, explain to us before we get into the results section.
I have 5 audio clips. They are songs from films. I have reversed them. You need to tell me either the name of the song or the name of the film they were in.
Gotcha.
Okay, here we go. So we first heard this. So this is the reverse of the clip. So Kira, you said what this was?
I said Bad Boys.
And?
Correct.
Wow, Kira, that is... Kira, that is very good.
Chris, when I get up in the morning and I make myself a cup of coffee, this is the first song that I put on.
That's from the film Bad Boys.
No, like, that's from 3 Men and a Baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here is clip number 2 reversed.
And Chris.
This was an easy one, though. Like, I mean, I was in there with this one. Because that, like, that sound is very distinct, in fairness. Like, here we
it's
go.
Pretty iconic.
This is Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. This is it played the normal way.
Music made like that since
Ennio Morricone.
He's awesome, in fairness.
Did you ever see him play live? Apparently, he's going to be deadly. Yeah?
He's very kooky to watch live. I mean that in a good way. But here we go. Here's clip number 3 reversed. So this is the song in reverse. We had to try and guess what the song was and what film it was from. For some reason, I said Goldeneye. Like,
why would you think that?
I don't even know.
And then obviously, I said Superman.
And you're correct.
Let's hear it the right way around. Well
this
done, Kira. I mean, you're killing us with that.
Say what it does to you, what?
Wait. I'd say you'd let Dean Cain do something to you. Actually, would you still?
Henry Cavill is the new Superman.
But, like, Dean Cain was the one you grew up with.
Yeah.
Would you still do him?
I would, because it's Dean Cain.
But is it because he's gone mental with all the guns and all that kind of stuff that you're...
He's very conservative. Yeah. He is very conservative.
Is that a turn-off?
Yeah, massively.
Yeah.
Massively.
He's also put on a bit of weight now, in fairness.
He doesn't have that square jaw anymore.
He's put on a little...
But do you know who does? Henry Cavill.
That's true. So you do him now?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Very much so.
How about
again
we...
Again and again and again.
Until he said stop and then
until
I
he was crying. Exactly. Until he was physically unable to anymore.
Anyway, sorry.
All right, here's clip number 4 reversed.
Okay. So I said that was Roxette Must Have Been Love. Was that from the movie Top Gun?
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman.
Kira, here we go. Wow, Kira, you're good at this.
Really?
Like, Kira, you genuinely so are good. Very good
but
at this.
But you know what's interesting, though? These are old songs that I used to listen to a long time ago. So obviously they're well in my brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can even recognize them backwards.
Like deep memory kind
exactly.
of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, here's clip number 5. This is the final clip tonight. I'm pretty sure Kira already has, what, 2 or 3? Yeah, 3.
Yeah.
So, Kira, you've already won, so well done. But here we go. Let's finish it off with this. Here's the clip in reverse. What film was this from? Was this Friday?
No.
On the right track. Say again?
On the right track, but not Friday.
Don't Be a Menace to South
no.
End.
What's the other one?
Boys in the Hood.
Damn it. How to Survive in South Central. Damn it, I knew there was something with South Central.
You can't find a shit in a handbook. Take a close look at a rap book.
Man, I love this song. I love that kind of early 80s, 90s rap that like...
That was sampled from Parliament.
What was that sampled from?
That was sampled from Parliament Funkadelic. The song is Atomic Dog.
Oh, wow. Oh, of course, Atomic Dog. And Snoop Dogg sampled it as well. He
correct.
Did indeed, yes. All right, well, look, there we go. That was fun, I have to say. That was great fun. Brian, I mean, thank you as always. It's always so much fun when you come in.
It is.
It's always enjoyable. Brian, your Twitter is at Brian M. Lloyd, as everyone should know at this point. At Brian M. Lloyd. At Brian M. LLOYD. Go online. Give Brian a follow. I mean, for God's sake, what would you be doing otherwise on Twitter except giving Brian a follow? Brian, you'll come see us again next week, I hope.
I will, of course.
So what are you reviewing next week?
Oh, God, next week, Jesus.
Because it's Oscar season. Is there
it's
loads
Oscar
of other
season,
stuff
yeah,
going on?
So we've got...
There was
like,
some film you mentioned that you were going to talk about. Leonardo DiCaprio film?
Yeah, The Revenant. Yeah, but that's not going to be until the end of the year. There's like Spotlight.
And you get like, you can't sign, you have to sign
really
stuff
talk,
and you can't
yeah,
talk
yeah,
about
no,
it. Have you seen it out of curiosity?
I have seen Spotlight. I haven't seen Revenant yet.
Okay, but you can't talk about them anyway.
I can't talk about them yet anyway.
See, that's what I love about Brian. Brian has such privy information. He can't even tell us about it. I mean, that's who he is.
Bring Brian outside. I'm going to tickle the hell out of him, and he's going to tell me everything.
I
so
don't have
go.
Tickles, Kira. So you'll just be touching.
Do you
me.
Not have tickles?
I do not have tickles.
Ah, Brian, you can't say that.
I
now.
Do not have tickles.
I mean, Brian,
I don't have tickles.
Well, we have to get up now.
Brian. Okay, no, I don't have tickles. Okay. I don't have tickles. Right, I do not have tickles.
This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.